Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
8th Judicial District Court, Department 12 is now in session. Honorable Michelle Levitt presiding. Come to order and be seated, please.
Does the state stipulate to the presence of the panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And it's my understanding the parties are going to call us out of order?
That is correct, due to travel accommodations.
Okay, Mr. Hammond.
The state calls us to take a quick mark. Give me 1 second, Counselor.
Thank you.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Last name is Mogg, M-O-G-G.
May I proceed? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sir, I want to turn your attention to September 7th, 2022, probably about 9 o'clock in the morning. Do you remember where you were around that time?
I was at Mr. Tejas' house, preparing to execute a search warrant at that location.
Did you have an opportunity to at least interact with Mr. Telles' wife, May Ishmael?
I know her as Mary Anaya de Tejas.
Okay. On that day, do you end up taking a couple of photographs on that day?
I did.
Okay, what did you take a picture of?
So during the interview with Mary, I learned some information that I felt would be important to the investigation, namely a text.
Well, I don't want to get into the substance. Just did you take any photographs?
I had crime scene investigators take a photo.
Okay. I want to show you what's been
already admitted. States 379 through 387. Are these those photographs that you had taken or directed to have taken?
Okay. they are.
Okay. Publishing 379. This is the first in that series of photographs, is that correct?
That's correct.
I have no further questions for this witness.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Monk. May I see this?
Sure.
Turning your attention to State's Exhibit 379. You took a series of photographs, correct?
I had a series directed to be taken.
At your direction, a series of photographs were taken.
Correct.
And that would include various text messages that were alleged to have occurred between this phone and another phone, that phone belonging to Mr. Tellis.
Yes.
These were addressed yesterday through the course of Mr. Tellis. And it's funny, you have referred to him as Tellis. I've spoken to him, it's Tellis, but it's Tellis apparently as well, but the defendant in this case.
Okay.
And there is a line of questioning as to whether or not the communication between these two, when I say this is a phone, I mean this is an Apple Watch, correct?
That's correct.
And that there was a text message or an SMS message deleted, correct? Are you aware of that?
Deleted from?
On the part of Mr. Tellis's phone.
I'm going to object. I think that misstates the testimony, or at least the question posed.
You're asking if he did?
If he's aware of it, yes.
Okay, you can answer.
I was not privy to going through the download of Mr. Tellis's phone. I had heard that there was a text message deleted, but I had never seen it.
Okay, so what we have here is basically whenever you have SMS messaging, text messaging, it's generally how that's referred to. Obviously, you have a phone or an electronic device that receives it, let's say Mr. Tellis's phone, and then the phone that it's sent from, or the device that it's sent from, which is presumably this Apple wristwatch, correct?
That's correct.
Did you ever take the actual physical phone from Mr. Tellis and review whether or not these images actually appeared on his phone?
I did not do that. That was not part of the investigation that I was involved in.
So then we're confined to drawing a conclusion at this point in time that when you see a certain message on this device, the Apple wristwatch device, but then it doesn't appear on an extraction, and then an argument is made, well, it was deleted on his side. We're basically comparing the actual device, Apple Watch, versus an extraction, correct?
Yes.
You familiar with Cellebrite extractions?
I am familiar with Cellebrite extractions, but that is not in my area of expertise.
Was there ever a discussion on your part concerning a timeline extraction concerning Mr. Tellis's phone?
I know what a timeline extraction is in Cellebrite and how to use them, but again, I didn't conduct the download of Mr. Tellis's phone, nor did I review the contents of the download.
If I were to show you from what's been provided from the state, the timeline extraction concerning Mr. Tellis's phone, would you recognize it?
I could try to look at it.
And I'm approaching you with marked as Defense Exhibit L3. And if I represent to you that this is the timeline extraction taken from Mr. Tellis's phone, would you have any reason to disagree with me?
No.
I'd move it this time for admission of Defense Exhibit T3.
No.
No, it's L3.
L3, I'm sorry. Permission to publish. I'm here to approach the witness. Is there a light here that... I'm somewhat of a Luddite, but can everybody see that? There we go, that's better. Here we have Cellebrite, it's the extraction report. To your knowledge, this extraction report was done by Mr., is it Hesifetch? Am I killing his last name?
Who?
We heard from him last week.
Detective Hovanek?
Hovanek, I'm just pronunciation, Tellis, Tellis, Hovanek. This, you would agree with me, this timeline extraction, this is a more in-depth extraction. This is, obviously you can access through various portals information that's contained within the cell phone, correct?
Again, that's out of my field of expertise. I'm familiar with the Cellebrite extraction reports and that's about the extent of it.
Here we have this column, deleted column. You see that?
Correct.
And we have a deleted column concerning a much earlier timestamp of 4/14/2020. I told you that has nothing to do with this case, fair to say?
Correct.
And then we have this, and it says deleted, and then here we have these instant messages incoming, and we have times. 9/02/2022, 10:36/02, correct?
That's correct.
And on the right column, unlike the first one, where we see deleted, the entry on this Cellebrite extraction does not contain the term deleted. Fair to say?
It doesn't contain the term, yes.
And again, to your knowledge, and actually, yes, obviously we had you taking photographs of this electronic device, which was presumably on his wife's wrist, fair to say?
It was.
But we don't have any photographs to be provided for you or the foundation laid concerning the photographs taken of Mr. Tellis's electronic device, his cell phone, correct?
I didn't have access to his cell phone, nor did I do the download extraction of his cell phone, and it's beyond my area of expertise. to testify as to how the downloads are conducted, what would be deleted, how you would see it.
You're aware that a cell phone obviously was seized and obviously it was analyzed by the Metro, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
I'm aware of that.
And finally, it's fair to say that your primary responsibilities in this investigation concerned surveillance videos, ring cam videos, security videos, correct?
That was not my only primary job. That was one of them. I also interviewed Ms. Tellis, and I assisted in the execution of the search warrant at his house.
Did the Tellis home have a ring camera?
It did.
And did you collect or extract any information, any data that was on the ring camera?
I did not. I know our digital forensics detectives were at the execution of the search warrant. They would have done all of that work. That wouldn't have been anything that I would have been involved in.
Obviously, you would agree with me that the ring camera at the suspect's home would be significant to the investigation in this case, based upon your training, experience, your knowledge.
It would, but sometimes it captures things, sometimes it doesn't. Depends how long it is, it overwrites, it depends whether you have the service as to whether or not things are stored on the cloud, how long they're stored. So there's a lot of variables that go into a Ring camera.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Anything else from the state?
Just one question. There were some questions about the Ring camera. Do you know when that camera, would you know when those surveillance cameras were put up?
I believe Ms. Tellis told me that the camera on the front of the garage was put up or purchased somewhere around September 5th. But other than that, I don't know when the Ring camera was put up.
Thank you.
Just so we're clear, we're not talking about the surveillance cameras, you know, up above the garage. I'm talking about the Ring camera. You know the Ring cameras that a lot of people have that are at the front of the door?
That's what I was speaking of.
Okay. Front of the door then, you know, by the handle where you go in, you're talking about that camera? You didn't look
That's at that, the camera right? I was referring to when I answered your question, Mr. Draskovich.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you very much for your... Oh, do you have another?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down and you are excused. Thank you very much for coming back today.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And Mr. Tellis, you can retake the stand.
Can we have just a moment?
Okay, that's right. They want to support you. Okay, we're going to take a recess. During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media, read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, internet, or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own, or from or express any opinion regarding the case until it's finally submitted to you, and we'll be in recess.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. Tellis can be go back to the witness stand.
Yes, all rise for entering jury, please, jurors. Please be seated.
Does the state stipulate to the presence of the panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense?
Yes.
Okay, would you just please raise your right hand so you can swear by the clerk?
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
Robert Tellis. First name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name T-E-L-L-E-S, also pronounced Tellis.
Okay.
So, good morning. I want to go over some of the items that were discussed during my cross-examination by Mr. Hamner. So I'll start, I'm just gonna go, you know, point by point. So it sounds like I'm jumping around, I'm just hitting various things. So I wanna talk about Zach Schilling first and why he was mad at me. But in order to do that, I've gotta talk about the way that probate sales were done in my office at the time I was in leadership. So what we did was we went from, before I got there, from one realtor to a number of realtors. The prior public administrator, for some reason, had this relationship with this realtor, and he wanted to just have that guy do all the homes. There were a couple of problems with that. The first one was that oftentimes he couldn't handle the volume of renovations. And so oftentimes a lot of these homes would sit for months. Once in a while, they'd be in danger of foreclosure. But even if they weren't in danger of foreclosure, one of the issues that would occur was that these homes still had oftentimes mortgages going, right? So if we weren't turning those homes around in 6 months, 9 months, a year, all that time, the mortgage was taking a chunk out of the equity. So I wanted to make sure that we were turning these things around faster so more money would be in the hands of the family. I didn't think that, you know, having a sole vendor who would get to it when he got to it was of benefit to the families. The other thing was that, of course, Clark County has this policy of trying to support as many small businesses as they can. And so I was trying to also mirror that too by opening this up. I certainly didn't like the idea of having, you know, one vendor for anything. So what was important though for these vendors was that they had access to capital. That's why I didn't have a larger pool as of yet. I had probably any given time, maybe five or six, just depended. But they had to have access to capital so that they could perform the renovations on the home. And the reason for that was that I wanted to make sure that we gave the families as much money as possible. When you sell a home as is, when it's in disrepair, often it has to be sold for less, right? And that gives flippers an opportunity to get the house, flip it, and then take the proceeds that would have gone to the family. Now, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. I just wanted to put that money in the hands of the family instead. And in order to do that, we had this policy where, again, if you want our business, you had to go ahead and have the money to do the renovations on that house. You had to make it move-in ready. So any family could buy it and move right in. You know, they wouldn't have to wait around for anybody else to do those renovations for them. And like I said, in the process, the families themselves got all the profit that might have gone to flipper. Because of the the capital demands of having to do this, two of our vendors had more properties than the others. One of them was Brian Horner, and the other was Bob McMaster. Now, as part of Bob McMaster's team, he had Zach Schilling. Bob was the capital man. He was he very successful in his prior business. He was, I don't know the extent of his finances, but he didn't need to do the work. He was doing it really for the sake of keeping busy in retirement. But he was the money man, so he was the vendor, right? And Zach was the listing agent. I don't want to minimize what he did, but, you know, at the end of the day, those listings were going to that team because of Bob McMaster's capital. And in return for any of our vendors doing this work, instead of getting a 3% commission, they would get a 3.5% commission. And I got approval from the probate commissioner to pay our selling vendor 3.5% while still giving the buyer's agent 3%. So the total commission was 6.5%. And that was pretty much from the get-go during my administration. So at a certain point, for whatever reason, and again, both Brian and Bob were getting a good share of houses. And at some point, Zach decides that he is going to move his license from the broker where both he and Bob have hung their licenses. And he does it without telling Bob that he's going to do it. when Bob goes to move his license as well, the broker says, you cannot hang your license here unless you're going to have deals. Now, Bob enjoyed the renovation side, but obviously he still wanted to make a commission split for the work that he did. So he was not okay with not being able to hang his license, because you have to have, from what I understand, an active license hung somewhere in order to take that commission. So what he ended up doing was finding another real estate agent to assist him, to be the listing agent. Zach was very upset at Bob with this. And then it came to the point where when Zach asked me to give him a large number of houses, I couldn't, because he didn't have the access to the capital. When I would walk houses with him, he would try to minimize the importance of doing this renovation or that renovation, trying to just, again, minimize it so that he could try to get as many houses as he could without getting us what we needed to make these homes move-in ready. And so that wasn't acceptable to me. He still got homes, but he didn't get nearly as many homes as he did before. I think that's what upset him. Beyond the fact that for some reason he was still hung up on that Ottawa thing that happened a year and a half before, which I don't know why that was a big deal for him, but he apparently mentioned it in his interview with the police that, you know, that he had that. So, all right. So then I want to move to the supposed electronic evidence that was allegedly found in my phone, or phone image, or what have you. When, you know, I was arrested, the police leaked to the media that there was allegedly a shoe found in my house. There was allegedly a hat found in my house. You know, they allegedly found the DNA. They did not leak that they allegedly found this electronic information on my phone or on some image, despite the fact that they allegedly had it at that point. So I can't explain why that was the case. Now, when it comes to these Google Maps shots, again, I'll reiterate that I did not know Mr. Gurman's address. So whoever plugged that in obviously did know the address. And there was a photo that we were shown that showed a video camera that was right across the way from Mr. Gurman's house. You know, I do not engage in crime, but if I wanted to do something while not being caught on camera, and I knew there was a camera right across the way, I wouldn't do it. And which also brings up another point. If I knew there was a camera right across the way, I certainly would find another means of transportation besides using my own vehicle. You know, certainly, you know, I wasn't rich, but I certainly, you know, I did okay enough that I could rent a nondescript car, you know, but I couldn't see myself as the kind of person who would be foolish enough to use my own vehicle to allegedly commit any kind of crime. And let's see here. So again, I don't, there was, I did not know Mr. Gurman's address, so I don't know how anyone could say that I did these searches. And then I didn't know Mr. Gurman's schedule. You know, I did not know Mr. Gurman's schedule to know that he would be home on that day at that particular time. Yet apparently the killer knew. I did not know the layout of Mr. Gurman's home, or what room he would be in, or what, you know, I wouldn't know how to, as I said, lure Mr. Gurman out of his house. But, so, I didn't commit the murder. I don't know how the murderer knew that. I certainly did not. Um, So the person who supposedly took these photos on August 15th, it seems knew that Mr. Gurman had a gray Honda from what we heard yesterday. Yet that same person, or allegedly I, decided to research Mr. Gurman's car anyway after the fact, when this person already knew that he had a gray Honda. That doesn't make any sense. And again, like I said, when you saw that the search term was for, again, Mr. Gurman's address to get to that information on the car, and I didn't know Mr. Gurman's address. Now, also, I did not buy a straw hat. I did not buy a construction shirt. I was fully investigated on my finances. I believe that if I had, that you would see evidence of that. When it came to the police search of my home, I was being detained at the police station. Now, I was not handcuffed. I was seemingly, I mean, because of the fact that I wasn't handcuffed during the entire interrogation, it would seem to me that the officers who had, you know, Gaddis and Jappy, who had me in that room, did not fear that I was a danger to them. So I was stuck in that room until the search was done. My wife was sequestered along with my children in a room during the search. She was under supervision by a police officer. And there was no body cam video from the search. You know, I have seen numerous cases where body cam video was used during searches, yet it wasn't used during the search in my home. Then I want to speak to Detective Jappy's investigation. Again, Compass Realty had nearly 500 sales over the years, and Detective Jappy was investigating me for 5 months of alleged bribery. And again, the investigative file on me was 100 gigabytes for 5 months of alleged bribery, whereas for Compass Realty, over 500 sales over, or around 500 sales for over years, was only 3 gigabytes. Again, just a fraction of the information that was obtained on me in that investigation. And I guess, and you'll have to excuse me, but I'm gonna have to, I guess, speak to that relationship that I had with Roberta. During COVID, you know, we got in a position where, again, because of the way that staffing worked, we spent a lot of time together, and we grew close, and we grew too close. And, you know, and obviously we have choices, and we made a big mistake. It's something that we both regret. But the thing is that, you know, if Mr. Gurman had not been killed, you would not be hearing about the fact that it happened, that we actually got into that relationship. Mr. Gurman, as I mentioned before, was not gonna have any, he was never gonna get any information about what happened between us. The county had redacted, or I should say omitted, anything that might have been personal in nature. So the notion that this was a motive to kill Mr. Gurman was false. He was not gonna have any real material to make a more damaging article than he would have already done. So that's, you know, and again, I, Roberta is a good person, and she loves her family very much, just as I love my family, and we just most made a stupid mistake, but that doesn't mean that I killed Mr. Gurman. So, you know, and I would never engage in any criminal conduct because I respect the law. And I was trying to uphold the law in my position. And certainly I would not commit a murder because I have respect for human life. I don't believe that anybody should have their life cut short at the hands of another person. And so when it came to Compass Realty, I was not a lame duck. When you watch that video from the June 29th, 2022 hearing, you'll see that I was not acting like a lame duck. And you will see that it was after the primary loss. And I still kept fighting. And you'll see during that video that I raised very serious concerns. And these are very serious concerns beyond, again, the issue with the equity and the personal property. These were other things that, if you could watch the video, you'll see how the judge was concerned. I had just gotten the authority to do the things that Detective Jappe did not do. And frankly, I believe the public should demand an FBI investigation into Compass Realty. I also have one other item related to Compass Realty. Now, Adam Fenn donated to D.A. Wolfson in March of 2022. And if you'll recall, at the beginning of March of 2022, D.A. Wolfson had introduced me to Detective Jappe. Now, when Detective Jappe informed me of the fact that he had found that there was likely theft here, I also found out that D.A. Wolfson knew as well. And I found out through my conversations with D.A. Wolfson. Mr. Horvath, in the topmost envelope, the first 11 pages, I have a copy of Mr. Wolfson's campaign report from the first quarter of 2022. I'd like to ask that I please be allowed to have it marked and published.
Mr. Hamner is the state by stipulation.
We'll submit it to the court.
Okay. If that is to mark on
S3.
S3 will be admitted.
Okay. Would you like me to approach you?
Yes, please. Thank you. And so this is an excerpt of Mr. Wolfson's campaign contribution report, the first one of 2022, taken from the Nevada Secretary of State's website by public download. And it shows, and this is the fourth page, which again, you're only going to receive the fourth page of this. It states that it's recorded that on March 26, 2022, Adam Fenn of 8782 Big Bluff Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89148, gave Stephen Wolfson $5,000 for his campaign. I am not crazy. I am not trying to avoid responsibility. This entire situation, well, I'll put it this way, that Compass Realty could move so much with money in this day and age in our city is incredible to me. I am innocent. And, I'm not the kind of person who could brutally murder another man, do it with apparent experience and training, and then go to the gym, and then go pick up my children. I can't imagine being that type of person. I didn't kill Mr. German, and I'm innocent. Sir?
Have you concluded?
I have concluded.
Let me approach and get the, and we're moving for admission in case Rep. Weaver has already admitted this. Thank you.
Is that all your redirect?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Any recross?
Yeah, briefly. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I just really want to cover some topics. So,
you touched on the public records request that, Gamron wouldn't have heard about any personal communications between you and Roberta because the records request wouldn't allow it, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And therefore, that's why you wouldn't try to kill him, correct?
Certainly wouldn't be a motive.
Okay. But you would agree with me, you're not friends with Mr. Gamron, correct?
No, sir.
He didn't tell you, sit down with you and tell you how he's writing his stories, correct?
He did not.
He didn't share with you what information he collected, correct?
He did not.
And you're familiar that, journalists have things called sources, right?
Sure.
And they collect information from multiple places, correct?
Sure.
Okay. So all you know is that Mr. Gamron had made one personal records request to your office, correct?
Correct.
You don't know what other information he had gathered as of August of 2022, correct?
That's correct.
Therefore, this idea that Gamron wasn't going to be able to write any further article, you don't know that for a fact, isn't that right?
Well, I certainly thought, based on that records request, that he would not.
Right, because you're claiming you based it on that limited knowledge, but let's be clear. Journalists have multiple sources that they can collect information from, right?
Sure.
And you knew that as of August 8th, he did intend to want to seek information about you and Roberta, correct?
Right.
You had even told your best employee, Nicole, that I have a fear that these articles are going to jeopardize my ability to have employment in the future, correct?
I did.
You were concerned about even being able to work as an attorney in the city, isn't that right?
I thought it crossed my mind, yes.
Not just crossed your mind, you memorialized it in a private text message to your best employee, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you additionally told her, I wish I had it in front of me. Let me just see if I can recall this. You are worried about the article. Give me, you know what, can I have the Nicole off in the mail? I don't want to get it wrong. I remember what I wanted to ask. Sorry. Thank you. Now I remember. You told this jury that you claimed you weren't worried when you received the August 8th email from the county that Gamron was looking into it because you weren't worried because you knew none of the personal stuff was going out, correct?
Yes.
But isn't it true just a couple hours later you're writing the call saying the exact opposite?
No.
Okay. You don't know it. We'll let everyone check the notes on that. But isn't it true the message that you send to Nicole post-dates the email you received from the county?
Yes, but it was talking about pre-existing articles.
Sure.
And the damage that was done.
That's what you claim.
It's what I claim, yes.
Okay. So, bottom line is, you were so concerned about the articles, you're writing your best employee about it, correct?
I did not reach out to her to do it.
And then 4 days later, there's 130 images mapping out Mr. Caravan's neighborhood, correct?
Not for me, but yes.
And then on the 15th, there's this amateurish surveillance going on, correct?
Objection is characterization. Amateur.
I'm sorry. I'll rephrase. There's the Popeye surveillance happening, correct?
Again, I didn't do it, but yes.
Okay. And then just after that, we have, as you fully admitted, there are pictures from your desk of all of Mr. Gamron's personally identifying information in your phone, correct?
And I don't know that to be the case. Again, it was. Could have been placed there on an image. It wasn't.
Sure, but you fully admitted, like, that's my computer, that's my desk. I mean, you told us that yesterday, right?
It appears, the photo appears to have my desk, yes.
No, no, you said, that's my desk. You didn't say it appears, you said, that's my desk.
I thought it yesterday, but sure, again,
thank
same
you.
Thing.
And that just happens to be the same month that your expert witness looked into your phone and saw you turned off all your location data.
I object not as to that month. It appeared most of the year and that location was not there. So that mischaracterizes Mr. Aguero's testimony.
Sure. Isn't there a slide from August 1st to August 31st of 2022 talking about location data from your phone?
Yes. And
it was a blank slate, right?
And I will get to that in my redirect.
No, you got to get to it now. Isn't it true?
Give me one moment, please.
Slate?
Can you give me one moment, just a second, right? Please. And okay, so can you give me that question? Okay. Hold on, just a moment, please.
Isn't
just one
it
moment,
true
please.
That there is a slide produced by your expert that's entitled August 1st through August 31st, 2022, and it literally says no location data. Do you remember that slide?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that existed, correct?
I don't know that it did, because I didn't take that photo.
No, just your expert did.
Are we talking about the photo or the slide?
I did not take the photo, so again,
was it prepared?
Right, your expert introduced it on his direct examination. Do you remember that?
I don't know if you're talking about the slide or the photo, sir. I'm trying to get clarification.
I'm talking about the slide.
Okay.
Your expert analyzed your location data for the month of August. Do you remember him talking about that on direct?
I said that earlier, yes.
Do you remember him talking about it on cross?
I don't, but I remember him talking about it.
And you remember seeing the slide, and he showed an image showing that there is not one ounce of location data on your phone for the month before Mr. Gehrman is killed. Do you remember him saying that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then the second point is, let's talk about the donation. So Adam Fenn donated $5,000 to Wolfson's campaign, correct?
Yes.
It came from a campaign report in the first quarter, is that correct?
Yes.
So that would be the first 3 months of the year, correct?
Yes.
So sometime between January to March is this $5,000 donation, correct?
Correct.
That's 2 months prior to the Gehrman articles, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so
and it's also a few weeks after the introduction made between me and Wilson and Jappy.
So you say Compass could move so much money in this day and age, it's incredible to me, correct?
Right.
And what we've heard from you is it's a whopping $15,000.
So what I have found in doing my research on Mr. Wolfson's campaign reports is that he's got people who donate to him year over year.
Okay.
So basically it's a subscription for a get out of jail free card.
So now the DA's in on it too.
I'm just telling you what I found when I've researched, and you can look at the Nevada Secretary of State's website to do the research yourself.
Well, I've got you here, sir, so I want to ask you, is DA Stephen Wilson in on the conspiracy to have Jeff Gehrman murdered? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about that, but I certainly know he turned a blind eye toward crime.
So answer my question, yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay, so but you can't rule it out, right?
Can you rule it out?
It doesn't matter whether I can rule it out. I'm not the one under oath.
I can't rule it out.
Okay, so you can't rule out Rita, you can't rule out Wolfson, you can't rule out Cliff Mogg, you can't rule out the DNA people, you can't rule out anonymous patrol officers. Am I catching this all right? You can't rule out Adam Fenn, anyone from Compass, right? How about Cindy Sauerland? Is she part of this too?
I don't know. I can't rule it out.
Okay, so it's all just one big conspiracy, correct?
No, sir, I didn't say that they were all involved. I just said I can't rule out who and who is not involved.
But at the end of the day, you're just the victim in this whole thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Tejas?
Yes. And again, when it comes to these photos and the notion that there was no location information on them, I didn't take the photos. So whether they had location information on them or not, you know, I'm not surprised they don't have any location information on them. So this point that somehow that shows I'm guilty is just, I don't know, it still makes no sense to me. And then when it comes again to Mr. Wolfson, I did do that research into him, and I did find that around the time that Paris Hilton had picked up charges I'm here in Las Vegas. That
objection relevant?
I think he opened the door.
Objection is sustained.
All right. So I'm sure that someone will be doing the homework on that. But I think that's
stricken from the record.
And so thank you, Your Honor. I have nothing further for myself.
Based
on that, no, thank you.
Okay. Looks like we have a question. Adjourned. All right. We have questions from adjourned. Courts exhibit number 20. Were you concerned that your wife would get knowledge of the affair before you get to tell her about it yourself? Or did she only find out after Mr. Gehrman's murder took place?
She actually did find out beforehand. You know, and I did, you know, unfortunately, like I said, I made a mistake, and it is what it is. So, as far as my wife is concerned, and my family's concerned, they did forgive me for what happened.
Okay, in court's exhibit number 21, how tall are you without lifts?
5'6½".
Okay. Any follow-up from any, do you have anything else you want to say, Mr. Tejas? Any follow-up?
I don't
believe
so.
Based on those questions?
No,
okay. Mr. Hantner?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much for your testimony here today. And you may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Are you
have
yes.
any further witnesses?
No, we are not.
Okay, so the defense rests?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Does the state have any further witnesses in rebuttal?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're going to. Okay, we'll call Matt Levin. I'm sorry. Matt Levin.
And if you'll please remain standing, raise your right hand and face the clerk.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
First name Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Last name Hovanes, H-O-V-A-N-E-C.
Before Mr. Hamner begins, I have a quick question for Your Honor. Just briefly. Yeah. Your Honor.
Sir, I want to talk about, first, just briefly about an extraction report that you had an opportunity to review regarding a timeline, publishing 374. Do you see that here?
I do.
This is the one that kind of lays out text messages and phone calls that came in and out of Mr. Tejas' phone. Do you recall that?
I do.
Do you see how over here on the right we have a deleted column?
I do.
Are there instances where Cellebrite, its programming, can capture and notate when, for example, something is deleted? Is that right?
There are.
And what would show up in that column if the program was actually able to collect or catch that deleted data?
Usually there's a red X if it captures the deleted data.
Sometimes it may also say like a red yes or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Okay. In your experience, does Cellebrite capture every single time someone deletes data off their phone?
No.
Okay. And do you have an idea as to why that is? Like, why does it sometimes catch it but sometimes it doesn't?
All goes back to the inner workings of cell phones and how they store data.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term like marked for deletion?
I have.
What does that mean?
So everything in a cell phone is stored in a database. When you press delete, say if it's an image, a text message, whatever it might be, while you, the user, no longer see that data because you believe you've deleted it, it could still be sitting in that database marked for deletion. So until it's overwritten or actually deleted from that database, it's not technically deleted from the phone.
Okay, and so there may be steps that a user of a phone could maybe take to make sure that it's not just marked, but like truly cleared out of a phone. Would that be fair? Or?
No, the user really doesn't have any access to the database.
So it's just the functioning of the phone,
yes.
Correct? Okay, and just to be clear here, I'm showing what are entries 23, 24, and 25. I'll zoom out just a little bit. So 23, 24, 25 don't have any marks for deletion, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so nothing's been noted there. But you did happen, I can't even remember, did you have a chance to see like the Apple Watch image?
To
do a comparison, correct?
Yes.
You can't tell us whether or not definitively this, like do you know if like it's deleted or not? Do you have an answer, a definitive answer on that?
I do not.
Okay, it's just simply, it's not here, correct?
Correct.
So a possibility is it could be deleted, it possibly, maybe it transfers over, it doesn't make it into the phone.
Correct.
Okay. And just to be clear, did you provide us with some information from Cellebrite about deleted data?
I did a screenshot from their website.
Okay. I'm going to show an opposing counsel previous. Any objections to its submission?
Just a screenshot, no.
Okay. Great. I'm going to publish. Oh, can we request? Right. It's been marked. I haven't asked permission to admit the state's proposed 411.
No, Your Honor.
It's admitted.
Can
you publish?
I'm sorry, Judge, 411.
Yes. Sir, why don't you do this, if you can. Why don't you just read out from the header, just read it all for us.
Starting with deleted data?
Yeah.
Deleted data, mobile device forensics. Deleted data may sometimes be recoverable depending on the level of extraction obtained. The encryption type on the device will determine probability of success. Full disk encryption, file-based encryption, no encryption. Deleted data may be available in the following circumstances. It is not actually deleted, just marked for deletion, any extraction type.
Okay. Another topic. Recipes. Were you asked to search through Mr. Tellis's phone to see if there was any evidence of recipes located in the phone?
I was.
Okay. I'm showing opposing counsel what's been marked as states before states proposed 399, 400, 401. I'm going to show at least those right now to opposing counsel. I mean, we've previously shown, but I see them. All right. Okay. May I approach the witness? Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you states proposed 399, 400, and 401. Take a look at those and let me know if you recognize what you're looking at.
Yes, search is conducted.
Thanks. Are these fair and accurate depictions of data that you reviewed and ultimately was extracted out of Mr. Tellis?
Yes.
We're going to ask that states proposed 399, 400, and 401 be admitted.
No objection.
So, in Cellebrite, is there a search box that can globally search everything in a phone?
There is.
I'm actually going to show opposing counsel 398. May I approach?
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing with states proposed 398. What are we looking at here?
That's basically the home page from a cell phone extraction on Cellebrite.
Okay, is this a fair and accurate depiction of that? Okay.
We're going to ask the admission of states 398.
No objection.
No objection.
Additionally, I'd like to approach opposing counsel with states proposed 402 and 403.
May I approach?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Approaching. The witness will state for post 402 and 403. Do you recognize what we're looking at here?
I do.
Are these, what are these?
Extraction reports of text messages.
Okay, and this is in relation to searching for fried rice?
Yes.
Okay. Are they fair and accurate depictions of some of the results that you had?
They are.
All right, we're asking for the admission of states 402 and 403.
No objection.
Okay, so I want to start at least with 398. What are we kind of looking at here, just so we can see?
Again, that's the main homepage of a when you process something in Cellebrite Physical Analyzer.
Okay, so this is kind of like the main home screen of Cellebrite, correct?
Yes.
I see that your name is here. Is that right?
It's correct.
Okay, and it's kind of giving the breakdown of what type of phone it is. Is that right?
Correct.
Over here in this corner, what is that little box? And it's been cut off. In this corner up here, what is that little box?
That's a search bar.
Does that globally search every single category, every inch of that phone, if you put in a certain keyword?
It searches all the parse data, yes.
Okay, so I want to first talk about the word recipe. Did you type that word in that global search box?
I did.
Did it produce some types of results?
It did.
Okay. Did one of them involve web history?
I believe it did.
Publishing 399. If we look at entry number one, how many results were there total?
Three.
What is result? What's the title of result number one?
Air fryer French fries recipe, love and lemons.
Okay, so not chicken fried rice.
No.
What's the date that appeared in the phone?
September 1st, 2022 at 6:07 and 51 seconds p.m.
So not later in the week of that first week in September, correct?
No.
Let's look at the second entry. What's the title of that one?
How to make cauliflower rice, cookie and Kate.
Okay, so not chicken fried rice.
No.
What's the date on that one?
August 29th, 2022, 7:04, 52 seconds p.m.
So not a couple of days after Mr. Gehrman was killed.
No.
Let's look at the last recipe. What's the title of that one?
French basil pesto recipe.
Okay, and what's the date on that one?
August 11th, 2022, 7:53, 45 seconds p.m.
So not a couple of days after Mr. Gehrman's murder.
No.
And if we look at that second entry, you described it. It said how to make cauliflower rice, but the word recipe doesn't appear there. Can you look at the second column?
Yes.
What is the website that was used for that?
Is
read that out.
cookieandkate.com/cauliflower-rice-recipe.
All right, so the word recipe ends up appearing there, and that's how the phone, the Cellebrite, pulled it, correct?
Yes.
All right. When you did the recipe search, did you also find some instant messages with the word recipe in it?
I did.
Okay. Publishing 401.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.